Last night, the CEO of the Permanent Fund Corporation, Angela Rodell, her chief investment officer, and a few other staff watched the votes roll in on the UK referendum, also known as Brexit. They were trying to figure out a strategy for trading on the stock market today. I called her up to get a reaction to the news that the UK is striking off on its own. Hi, Angela. How are you this morning?
Good. How are you?
Trying to puzzle through international stock markets. So good, I think.
You and I think everybody else in the world today.
When the corporation's traders started the day at 5:30 a.m. as the U.S. markets open, they were ready to go with strategies to cope with the drop in the stock market. She says the polls have been close, but most experts expected the vote to go the other way.
And so when the vote came in the opposite direction, that's why you're seeing the tremendous sell-offs in all the global markets overnight in the foreign markets, and then again today now in the U.S. markets.
The Dow Jones Industrial Average plunged by 600 points, down about 3.39%. The corporation is responsible for managing the investment of the $52 billion permanent fund, and earnings on its investments determine the size of the PFD. While managers at the corporation were prepared this morning for the global shock, Rodell says the fund is still going to take a hit.
When we post the returns for today on Monday on the website and stuff, and when we look at the daily sort of market movements and the value of the fund, we are definitely going to be down on Monday. We are not escaping this shock.
But, Rodell says, the fund managers have confidence in the market and are using the opportunity to invest.
There are opportunities to take advantage of this dislocation and to get into arenas and take advantage of the drop in pricing so that when the short-term shock wears off and the market moves back to what we think is more normalized, we will have that gain in place then that will have countered some of the losses we're taking today.
Other Alaskan analysts have also watched the economic fallout of the voter referendum, including the Department of Revenue Assistant Chief Economist Dan Stickel. He's an 11-year veteran of the department and is involved in the oil price forecasting. He isn't too worried about the short-term impact of the 5% drop in the price of oil. He says the vote isn't likely to have a large, immediate impact on the fundamental supply and demand-driven oil market. But there could be long-term impacts on oil prices.
Oil prices, gasoline prices, natural gas prices, LNG prices. Over the long term, those are all going to be determined by supply and demand. And so if the impacts of what's going on in Europe have an impact on global demand, then yes, those could impact energy prices across the board.
Lower oil prices will make it more difficult for the state to address its $4 billion budget deficit. From Alaska's Energy Desk in Juneau, I'm Rasha McChesney.